could have been prevented.
Right.
But because of our irresponsibility all round, we now found ourselves facing a day of mourning. May the good Lord, you know, take care of this country. And hopefully, by 2023, we have an opportunity to probably vote in a government that can see that things are properly done. Because I'm sorry I'm starting before we ever get to the story. The kind of indiscipline that says that you give approval to somebody to build a 15-story building and it moves up to 21 is the height of indiscipline. More so when you have a consultant who had written and withdrawn from this.
That's right.
On the basis of things not being properly done. We'll get to the story. Sorry, I was ahead of you, but I didn't sleep on trying to construct what I was saying.
Some time ago, I had a building engineer on this show, and we were talking about building collapse in Lagos and the rest. And he said something. He said that it's only that the thoroughbred professionals are very scarce in the building profession right now, because every other person calls himself an engineer. Every other person you see in the building, some engineers, some that didn't even go to school to know once they learn one or two things from somewhere, they begin to attach themselves with the name engineer. Everybody is an engineer.
It's a free fall. But the hero in all of this is I spoke to him yesterday.
Yeah.
The man who withdrew his services in 2020 is a good example.
He is.
He would have made more money. But he would have been in serious trouble today.
Serious trouble.
You young people need to learn from these things. I spoke to him yesterday, and I'm going to have to call him sometime today, but we'll bring him to the studio. As an example, to the Lagos State Government, this is another opportunity for you now. Let's see how you handle this case. Rumors are abound about who actually owns
it. We have heard so many things.
So many rumors. And now Governor Sanwo-Olu is going to be put to test. Yes, I'm mentioning the governor again. And I have no apologies.
No
for
apologies
that, because the book stops on his table.
That's right.
Stops on his table. So what's the first story?
Let's start with that's this what one. We well, that's what we have started. Consultants' advice ignored on collapsed 21 floor tower in Lagos. That's our first story, and we've started it already.
Yes,
and just to add to this story is that in that same interview I had on building collapse, I remember speaking with a government official, and he said that it's a normal thing for building owners to submit one plan and then they will go ahead to do another thing entirely different from what was approved, different from what the government sanctioned, that they have been doing so much money at that time. That they've been doing so much monitoring, they have demolished so many buildings, because people will submit one plan and they will go ahead and do something entirely different.
Look, all that is a lot of BS. The truth is that we have two major things. One is corruption. The second is the unwillingness of the government to apply sanctions as and when due.
Not being firm
enough. And to enforce the law. When I said this on Saturday, one young chap was being so critical. You know, he insulted me completely. I said, why are you so critical of this governor? I will. This is another manifestation of a government that refuses to apply the law and sanctions when due. And see the price we're paying for it. Look at the price we're paying for it. In the first instance, let's even take it from the general idea of what Ikoyi was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Ikoyi was never meant to be a place for high-rise buildings. Ikoyi was designed to be a serene environment. Go to the Ghana equivalent of Ikoyi and see what happens. You can't go beyond one floor. Fair enough, you want to distort the whole arrangement, cut down all the trees, do this because of our greed and this idea that, it is our turn and we will do whatever we like. Fair enough. Now you do all that without controls. I would have thought, and look, listen, the kind of democracy we run in this country will not get us anywhere where we think that everything is free for all. For example, if I were in charge, I'd be saying, if you are going to build any, if you are going to construct any building above 4 or 5 floors, we will give you a list of certified construction companies that can do this and not open it up to... Yes! If there is nothing... All this idea about free ride, the government should have a list of companies that if you are going beyond certain floors, these are the only companies that can build this. This is not a matter of equal rights. This is a matter of common sense. I'm sorry to mention, I don't think Julius Berger would be involved in this kind of thing, or Costain, any of the real, or Dizengoff, of any of these real strong construction companies. It's time we put some control on what we do. If it's going to be 5, 10, 15, if you are going to be building any high-rise building of that nature, given our own circumstances, no point coming to tell me this doesn't happen in other countries, but it must happen here. We must put some control. We must put some control in the things that we do. Now, we have, and all kinds of that. I got a very interesting article I'm going to put up on my blog, jimmydc.com. It's a letter written to... the letter of protest by a Lagosian, Mr. Kunle Uthman, who is a legal practitioner and member body of Ventures, because of the time, but it is something that you must read. It is something that you must read. And so many other people have put phone calls through, and everybody is worried. What we don't know, let's get to the facts now. The consultant advice was ignored, you know, on the collapse central floor, and he withdrew. And the letter came, you know, so the government has that to hold on to. Definitely, this extension from 15 to 21 couldn't have gone on without the connivance of some officials there. And we would be glad for once, to see that the people who are responsible for this are appropriately sanctioned. By the way, there are two other buildings standing there.
That's right.
Right. I think the government should quickly look at that, and if possible, if it doesn't meet the standards, bring it down ASAP. We don't know whether the owner of the building or the supposed owner of the building, I had the impression till I got here this morning that he was in the building when it collapsed, but Sheriff was telling me, you were telling me just now that has been arrested. So which is which?
Again, what?
But because it says that, as at press time, it could not be ascertained if one of the foremost Nigerian estate developers, Mr. Femi Oshibono, was in the building at the time of collapse and died in the rubble, and that he was yet to be rescued. Because it says that he was on a visit to the site when the collapse
occurred. With some partners, some colleagues, some buyers as well. So it took all of them to...
Yes, because somebody on this station last night was saying, somebody interviewed, that there were some senators...
Oh.
Yes, on this station now.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, they interviewed people around, and one of the rescued workers, and he mentioned specifically there were some senators and so on and so forth, but we are not sure. Anyway, rescue operations are still going on, so there is, you know, hope alive, relative strong.
They had to stop the rescue operations in the middle of the night, because according to, we had our reporters there all night. So I spoke with him around six this morning, and he was telling me that they had to stop the rescue operation because the excavators couldn't go in because of the irons, the rods there, so they need some iron cutters to cut through the irons, and they didn't have any on site, so they had to stop, wait till they now mobilize some iron cutters to the... So I'm not sure. At 8 o'clock, once we're done now, we'll put a call through to him again and see if rescue operations have resumed.
Well, we will devote the whole of Thursday to this.
The window of survival keeps, you know, shrinking. The more we wait,
From what I saw of the rubble.
Yeah.
It'll be very hard for you to have anybody.
Did you see the pile of the?
Oh no, it was. You see, I don't know. Sometimes I look at certain buildings and I'm usually worried. If you look at the other two, I'm not saying because this has gone down.
Yeah.
It looks doesn't look what you would call solid in the lingo that an ordinary person like me would want to use. It doesn't look that solid. It looks a bit fragile. Well, fragile or not, I honestly think this suggestion about having 20, 30 companies to say, look, when you're coming with your approval, these are the companies that we will allow to build this. To build this, we shouldn't lie to ourselves about, you know, about what we are capable of or not.
Right.
I remember driving through the marina every day and saying to myself, you know, somewhat, I'm not advertising the company or anything, but I mean, hey, what it is what it is. And I said to myself, it's Julius Berger had handled this. It definitely wouldn't be like this. I mean, we need to tell, look, there are some things we are incapable of. And that is why I salute that gentleman. I think his name is Akinyemi. The gentleman to be very honest with you, and I'm sorry to say it is very un-Nigerian. But that was a very sumptuous meal. Yeah. Yeah. That he rejected on point of principle.
Yeah.
And I am glad this is an example that young people need to follow. I'm going to call him at 9 o'clock if I have the time. This whole thing has scattered my arrangement for today.
Right. We're streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. If you like to watch Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can join us on those two platforms. Let's go to let's stay with a punch. This time we're going to go to page 11. Odili's residence, outrage grows, raid team leader, whistleblower face police panel.
The thing is messy. It is messy. Raiding somebody's house under a circumstance to me is, now I'm being sarcastic, is no big deal because it happens to everybody, it happens to all of us. And if it goes to the very top, so be it. So they have an idea of what we lesser minions go through. But if you have a raid of that nature, you know, raiding a Supreme Court judge's house, Supreme Court, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think she's next in line. I think she's the most senior after the CJ.
That's right.
Aha. And for it to get to a point where the Attorney General doesn't know who it is, the EFCC says they don't have any idea of who it is, most disgraceful. The IG should not be ordering a probe. By now, some people should be arrested. It means that it was illegal. If at that level, the IG doesn't know who is raiding what
everybody has denied involvement.
Even the Attorney General. Habba. What kind of a country are we in? If it turns out that it was somebody in government that did it, some people should fall on their sword. How can you say that the Attorney General doesn't know about the raid of a Supreme Court judge's residence? The whole thing is messy and symptomatic of a failed state. Having said that a third time, what also worries me, because we can't take away the issue of her husband, Peter Odili, who had gotten this so-called interim injunction for only God knows
perpetual injunction
that he cannot be probed.
Lie, lie,
If you look, if there are two issues you have to contend with, whether you like it or not, and remember that recently the man's passport had been seized.
Yeah, by the immigration
by the authorities. Yeah. Now, I'm not.
They've been ordered to release his passport back to him.
Yes, but I am sure he will think twice before going through that airport again. It's one thing I'm sure he will think twice. The other, is there a political angle to it? Is there a desire to get this woman out of the way against 2023 when petitions, electoral petitions will come, so on and so forth? Because if she's a wife of a top-notch PDP, whatever, the fears the government has, your guess is as good as mine. Having said all this, we should be ashamed of ourselves as Nigerians. Now, when you go to the social media, the kind of analysis and whatever thoughts you will see will be most embarrassing. Some people believe, oh, because she's from the South, she should not be treated like that. Some people believe, oh, because she's a woman, why would you treat her like that? Some people, all kinds of things are coming up that shows a lack of thinking on the part of our people. It's very, very embarrassing. But I am saying that this could jolly well have been avoided. It shows that there is no central control in this government. And we keep saying it. Some people say we are highly critical. Before you move a case against somebody like a chief justice, whether it's a husband you're looking for or not, you must separate the wheat from the chaff. It was being said that a whistleblower was the one who led to this and went to some magistrates. And I'm sorry to say, a magistrate that would sign an order against a Supreme Court judge without having all the facts intact. But that's a story for another day. These are the things you get with the kind of system we run, where 3/4 of our judiciary is made up of those who you know, some kind of patronage for our politicians. Mm. Because even sometimes when you have reason to come across some judges, you ask yourself, well, you know, so you're not fit to judge. I have Yemi Candide Johnson, SAN, who is my consultant. I don't pay him anything, though. But he's going to be here at 9.
Okay.
And we'll look at this issue thoroughly from a seasoned, legal, and a matured perspective. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear that at 9 o'clock. But so far, how do you analyze these things when you don't have the real facts?
Mm-hmm.
The body that so-called raided this man, yeah, cannot now even be identified.
Mm-hmm.
The EVAFCC said no.
Yes.
Maybe somebody should put a phone call through to Marwa. Maybe it was the NDLEA. Because the EFCC have denied.
And no.
The Ministry of Justice has denied.
They couldn't have dared.
The Nigerian police said they don't know anything about it. So who could have done it?
Who? Exactly.
Unknown. This is unknown.
This is unknown words now. Unknown raiders.
I'm not joking. You know? This one concerns George,
are we? Let's stay with the punch. I have this one on page 8. We're just going to go back to page 8. EFCC picks up Obi Kubana, alleges money laundering tax fraud. Mm. It's a story on page 8.
This is a dicey one. The story says that popular socialite and businessman Obi Kubana has been arrested by EFCC for money laundering. The Anambra club owner, who arrived at the headquarters of the EFCC at Abuja around noon on Monday, was still at the commissioner's office as of 10:11. Why was Obi Kubana arrested? First of all, I'm no fan of Obi Kubana. I'm happy that he's been able to rise and make so much money with his friends, but the manner in which they exhibit these things, I say, if care is not taken, will destroy the moral and thinking of our youth. But that is my opinion.
I also hear he's one of the biggest philanthropists in this country.
Philanthropy is not an excuse for bad behavior. You know, that the fact that, okay, I've enriched people. How many schools have you built? You say you have brought up some businessmen and helped them, but how many schools have you built to develop your society? But that is my opinion. He has the right to use his money in any manner that...
Maybe it's not a... I mean, it doesn't really have to build schools. There are other things that he could have done to help the lives of other people.
No, but this idea that... you know, because, look, sometimes we need to be very, very careful.
Yeah.
And Obi Kubana has not been found wanting in any manner, to the best of my
knowledge. At least, yes.
This
yes.
general idea that no matter how... And I'm not referring to him, I'm just talking in general terms. No matter how you get your money, once you can raise some people along the line that you've gone, that makes it legitimate. I don't think so.
No, it doesn't.
But that is my personal opinion. Everybody is entitled to their opinion and their thinking. I think that Obi Kubana, the way God has blessed him, exhibiting what's going on in your private jets, drinking champagne, this and that, is not going to help our young men develop in this circumstance. Young men and women in this circumstance we find ourselves in.
Hmm.
We should encourage our young people to develop themselves intellectually, you know, to have a sense of balance.
Hmm.
You know, but he's not on trial here, so I don't want to go there. Okay, so why was he arrested? One, they say he was arrested for allegations of money laundering and tax fraud. That can easily be leveled against any big Nigerian. But I'm not asking, does this arrest have anything to do with the elections coming up in Anambra? This Saturday?
This Saturday, yes.
This Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday.
Is somebody trying to take him out of the way? You know, so that, because whether you like it or not, a lot of money is going to go down.
That's right.
In those elections.
That's right.
And could this be the reason?
Mm.
You know, the various reasons. Again, nobody has given. For a man, you see, when a man is politically exposed in this manner, if you do have to pick him up at a time like this, then you must give us a clear reason why it is...
you're doing what you're doing.
You're doing what you're doing. Mm. But the EFCC said that the spokesperson, Wilson Owujaren, said he's even yet to be briefed about this development. This is a guy who almost reports to the director general, I will assume. It's probably like 2 or 3 doors away from him. And I would have thought that if you're going to pick a man of interest, you have a prepared statement and a prepared briefing of your spokesperson. But he said nobody, he hasn't been briefed. All that the Vanguard could say is that he bordered on alleged money laundering and tax fraud. I won't be surprised to discover that on Monday, you know, he's given a handshake and say, no, sorry, sir, it was a mistake. When the election would have taken place. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But please note that all those things I said, are my personal views. I'm worried about those who are coming behind. I'm so worried at the mindsets that they're going to have. And my thinking is that if we continue along the mindsets that we have, you know, politicians and our elites showing off wealth, you know, making it appear as if the bottom line is just make it. Well, however you make it, it's neither here nor there. You know, having videos and skits of people in private jets and these gold chains, gold coffins, gold this, gold that. It will ruin our society. I'm not even ready to go into an argument with anybody over that. It will ruin our society. Look at the thinking of our people. Look at Mr. Hush, what's his name now?
Hush Poppy.
Who does that? You go get 3-4 Rolls Royces and you don't do this. Is not the way to live. This is not what it's all about. This kind of thinking is not going to develop our country. It's not going to do us any good. A country that is moving towards being a concrete jungle, in another 20 years, if we continue along this path, this country will be worse than some of the drug infested countries we have in South America. So we need to do something very quickly to reorientate the minds of our young people.
Mr. Rude Saint on YouTube says a large number of supposedly rich Nigerians still have poverty mentality.
They do. If only Mama could see me now. I mean, why would I? What's the big deal? I mean, look at this Dangote now, for crying out loud. Look at what he's doing. Scholarships, this, that, construction here, this. Look at what he's doing. Doing all these skits. Yorubas have a word for it. They call it Tojo Rolari. If you're the first man in your village to have money, so what? I mean, if God has blessed you, look, I'm sorry. People are entitled to have the one to spend their money. If that's the kind of freedom we want, so be it. That's why I'm one of those who believe that there must be there are some countries you dare not try something like this. Have you ever seen any Chinese extremely rich man who does these things?
Very careful.
You know? In some countries, if you tried what happened with this kind of building, whatever,
yeah,
you're going to go to the gallows. There's no doubt about it. But we are just a set of indisciplined people.
Indeed. Let's go to page 14 of the pond. Saturday poll must hold. Our representatives ready to assist? Massob.
Saturday polls must and will hold. And my advice to the Anambra people is please go out there and cast your vote. If you want to protest, go there, void your vote. But don't sit at home. You know, don't sit at home and say that, well, we are not voting. Whoever wins, even if it's by one vote, is going to be your next leader for 4 years. And if you're not careful, for 8 years. Because when Nigerian grab that kind of power, is not likely to want to let it go for in 4 years' time when it's due for renewal. So you need to go out there and make a statement. I understand your feelings. I understand your protests. But you mustn't give up on this. Because, you see, simply what is going to happen is politicians know that they have, quote and unquote, on the board, 8 million registered voters. I can assure you, at the end of the election, you'll have about 6 to 6.5 million voters who took part in that election, but you wouldn't have seen them. Do you know what would have happened?
What?
Very simple. They are glad that you don't come out. That's the part you don't understand. They are so glad to have you back.
They are happy.
They are happy.
This is a stage.
Oh, my journey.
Yeah.
Yes, they're happy because they will use those votes, that gap. They use it to make up the numbers that they need. So please don't stay at home. Go out there. This is, you are determining your leadership. What the irony is that whether you're going to have a Biafra or not, you're going to need a leadership anyway.
Anyway.
Do you want a leadership imposed on you or one that you participated in putting in place? Because whoever is the governor, if your wish is to be Biafra, it jolly well would be, and then you would have a legitimate leader. So whether you're pro-Biafra or you're pro-Nigeria, you need to go out there and cast your vote for a legitimate, a word is enough for the wise. And I wish
in this case, before you wrap up on it, in this case, this may not entirely be in the hands of the people, because safety first is what they're thinking of. I mean, just the other day, the convoy of the commissioner of police in Anambra was attacked.
Well, that's,
I mean, for people, armed non-state actors to have that kind of effrontery to attack a convoy.
Well, this, I agree that there are a lot of security concerns, but sometimes our own people are complicit in these things.
Right.
Sometimes,
right.
Not all the time. That's a tricky one that you put in front of me. I'd advise discretion, because you see, voting is supposed to take place not too far from your house, really and truly. I mean, so it's not worth dying over, to be honest with you. But have the intention that you want to vote. If you can run there, cast your vote and run back, so be it. But I just don't want this idea of sitting back from the onset and saying that, we are not going to vote, we are protesting. That's not the way to protest. Because whether it's Biafra or it's Nigeria, you do need an agreement on who should lead that, who should be your leader, whether it's going to be within the context of Biafra.
Yeah.
Or it's going. And like I said, with the following that Nnamdi Kanu has,
yeah,
I wish if he gets out of all this mess, he puts himself forward. For, you know? Yes. People should remember that the Biafra of Ojukwu was already the governor before he now translated into a Biafra leader. And that is something worth looking at. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
The major advantage that Biafra had at that time was Ojukwu was already in charge of all the government apparatus and security apparatus. You know, so if I were IPOB, for example, it's not for me to tell them, I would have done it in such a manner that we have one or two of our people contesting elections and grabbing power, and then from there on. This is not a day for lecture of this.
Indeed. Can we take one more story?
It's 7:59.
We must go.
Yes.
Lagos, thank you for joining us. But what's you said?
Candace Johnson,
senior advocate, is coming at
it's coming at 9. Oh my darling. Yeah, my darling. Why? You see, some people might wonder. I need to quickly say that why we have a tendency of calling the same persons.
Yeah.
Like you did yesterday.
Yeah.
It is difficult to find good resource material in Nigeria.
Very difficult. Though.
Very, very difficult. So if you find us calling the Blades, the Libroses, the Candid Johnsons, and so on, it's because it's difficult for you, A, to find people who are willing to say the truth.
Who are bold enough,
willing and bold enough. People who have a broad and objective view of what is going on in Nigeria. That's the challenge that we have. So if you say, why Candid Johnson again? Once I had this guy, I've stuck to him like a leech. So he'll be here at 9 o'clock.
All right then. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lagos. Let's take a break. Bring you the news. After the news, we continue the coverage on the Ikoyi 21's floor story building collapse. Stay with us.
You need 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.